Now, there are 6 months, and we've all mentioned there are just 6 months to go, to London 2012. And one of the foremost disability charities in the world has told LBC 97.3 they're concerned we're simply not ready to cope with the expected 35,000 visitors needing assistance during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. It's thought some hotels are charging more for accessible rooms. Hundreds of restaurants aren't actually ready. Despite promises from Games organisers, public transport continues to be one of the biggest concerns. So, to see how difficult it is to get around the city in a wheelchair, we enlisted the help of Julie Fernandez. Now, you'll remember Julie from her acting role in The Office with Ricky Gervais. She was set a challenge to enjoy a day in London during the Olympics. We told her to leave the studios here in Leicester Square and travel to King's Cross to pick up an imaginary aunt. After that, they should go to Liverpool Street and enjoy a bite to eat at Spitalfields before continuing to the Olympic Park in Stratford. She wasn't allowed to use any taxis. However, LBC 97.3 reporters Declan Harvey and Chloe Aust did go with her to see how easy or otherwise it proved.
Let's start by introducing Chloe.
Hiya.
Chloe will be doing the journey on 2 feet, whereas me and Julie will be taking the wheelchair. Let's see how we go.
See you later. Yeah. Arrived at Leicester Square station, and immediately into it there's a set of stairs, about 15-20 steps.
Fitted with a hidden microphone, I head down to the station to ask a member of staff if it's accessible.
Not really, no.
What does not really mean?
Well, we've got escalators, but you've also got stairs, and stairs going down from the escalators to the platform.
So no then?
It's all right if they can walk as well as needing their wheelchair.
It is 11:53 and I've had to leave Julie and Declan behind. I'm just walking down the escalator now, trying to get the Piccadilly line heading to King's Cross. So I'm at a bus stop.
We're at the square and we're going to King's Cross.
You're having to read the map on the stand because it's too high for me to be able to read. Just pulling into King's Cross and it's 2 minutes past 12. Hi there. Can I get on?
Back on Charing Cross Road, our first bus arrives. It's 12:20 and we're finally heading to King's Cross.
How ridiculous to be that excited about getting on a bus. It's 12:25 and the tube train is just pulling into the platform to take me to Liverpool Street.
Will passengers intending to travel on this service?
Okay, so we're at King's Cross Station, 25 to 1 now. It's taken 35 minutes. We're hoping for either the Hammersmith and City, the Metropolitan Line, the Circle Line will bring us just a couple of stops over to Liverpool Street.
Okay, let's go. Everybody keeps on listening in. Nobody's listening up. I need to get over to Liverpool Street.
Yeah, that's what we do. Platform 1. Yeah. Hang on, platform 2.
And can I get off there? Is that accessible at Liverpool Street?
Let me double check.
So, having double checked, Julie and Declan were told they could use a ramp at Liverpool Street to get up to the concourse. 50 stations in London can get wheelchairs to the platforms, but it doesn't solve the problem of getting wheelchairs up onto the trains. Our two travellers were faced with a 5-inch step onto the carriage.
Are we getting on this?
We're going to try and get on this. Can you get up? Okay. Yes, take my hand.
With the limited power Julie has in her legs, she managed to crawl on.
Should we abandon ship?
It's painful and embarrassing.
Right, so we had to essentially crawl on there, wasn't it?
Yes. In front of a whole group of people, and I've got a dress on. But it's not, I've got brittle bone disease. There's nowhere to park your wheelchair. You're right in the middle of the vestibule where everyone's standing around you.
Can I get a regular latte, please?
It's 12:45 and I'm now at Spitalfields Market, just wandering around. I'm going to stop and get some lunch here.
We arrive at Liverpool Street, but Julie is feeling worse for wear.
I physically hurt my back, my hips, my body is hurting, and it's hurting because I'm having to go up a step, down a step, and it's difficult.
It's already 1 o'clock, so lunch has been scrapped, allowing us time to get to Stratford.
Excuse me. I'd like to take the central line over to the Olympic Park. How do I do that, please?
No access to the central line means we take the Hammersmith and City line again and change at Mile End. The high steps making it almost impossible.
Okay, it's 1:10. I've just had a lovely lunch at a little cafe in Spitalfields Market, which is very nice. If I was really honest with you, I feel like I could cry right now. My pain level shot through the roof. I'm totally fed up. It's 1:34 and I've just arrived at Stratford. Are we getting off?
We are getting off. Yeah, are we getting off?
We arrived at Stratford within minutes of each other, but our moods were very different.
I did 3 journeys on the tube. Each was probably about platform to platform 10 minutes. Had a nice little leisurely wander through the market, had some lunch, had a coffee.
We didn't eat. We didn't look around the market, and I haven't had a coffee. The bods at Transport for London are going to say, but at least you can do it, and at least you got on and off of the buses. But what they don't appreciate and don't realise, because none of them have come with me in a wheelchair to do it themselves, to experience it direct, is how unsafe, how complicated, and how unbelievably stressful it is. And I'm not doing it again.